Welcome back in to Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park, where Vikings General Manager Rick Spielman joins us after the second and third rounds of the 2016 NFL Draft. And Rick, I think you made rookie minicamp must-see TV by drafting Mackenzie Alexander, from a cornerback from Clemson, who will go against Laquon Treadwell, among others, at rookie minicamp.
Oh, we're very excited that he was there. Feel that he fits all the boxes that we're trying to check off on football players, and there's no question about his ability, especially in man coverage when you watch him. I know he maybe didn't have the interception production, but when you look at his tape, the one thing he does, and I know Coach Zimmer emphasized, is does your man catch the ball? Mm-hmm. And he is very good at not letting his man catch the ball, whether he's in tight coverage and they don't throw it to him, or when he does have the opportunity to make plays and batting the balls away, he is excellent at that. He has ability to play inside as a potential nick and also outside. He gives us another young corner to develop. And love the passion and attitude and the savvy that he plays with.
He comes from a Clemson football team that's been very good the last couple of seasons, a very good defense the last couple of seasons, so that probably speaks to his ability as well.
And I think, you know, when you're down there and playing at that level and at that school, and Clemson produces a lot of great NFL players, and mm-hmm. I know they've had a few come off the board already just with the great team they had this year, and we were very excited to add him to our roster.
You know, one thing that maybe you could explain or clear up a little bit, you take a corner in the first round last year in Trey Waynes. When you take a corner early the next year, that doesn't say anything about the corner.
No, we're very excited about Trey Waynes. Again, all we're doing is trying to add the best football players we can. And the way the NFL is now, and you're almost in 60-65% of the snaps in nickel defense, mm-hmm. that nickel corner spot is becoming valuable. And we just have to make sure that not only we're looking down the road into the future, but we have enough depth, especially at that position, because that's one position you cannot have enough of.
We're starting to worry about you. You like to make trades. We got all the way to the third round, and you hadn't made a trade yet, but you got the job done in the third round. Trading out of the third round, tell us a little bit about what went into that. I know you explained it earlier at your press conference, but it was pretty interesting. So explain what goes into that.
There were three key points, I think, for making that trade. One, the first and most important thing is we're looking at the depth of the draft, mm-hmm. and looking at the names on the board. We were able to get a third-round pick next year, a fourth-round pick next year from Miami, and a sixth-round pick this year from Miami. So knowing that there is still good depth on that board, that we're going to find some very good football players with potentially those sixth-round picks tomorrow, knowing the depth of our current roster and the amount of players that we have on this roster this year, and then also looking out to the future and looking where our roster could potentially be in 2017. So to add that third and fourth round pick in next year's draft, now you have a one, a two, two threes, two fours, a five, six, and seven at this point, and it's going to give you a lot of flexibility to move around earlier in the draft or take some very good football players.
And you want to be picking late in the rounds all the time because that means you have a good team. So when you have those extra picks, it's easier to be flexible because when you're back at the end of rounds, it's hard to be flexible, right?
Correct, yeah, and that was a great job.
See, I'm listening. Yeah. I'm listening.
Listening to my press conference. Very good.
And now you've been on both ends of that type of trade. You know, you've given up picks to go and get a player that you really feel strongly about. How about Jared Allen? You know, you did so for him. And then you've also been on this side of it. So there's a lot to balance there when you're inside the draft room and you're on the clock.
And I think each year and each situation that comes up is different. And you not only have to balance what you're getting when you're trying to move up, but also what potentially you're getting when you move back and collect picks. And, you know, you always have to be looking both ways and trying to figure out what the best solution is for your roster this year, but also into the future.
All right, the Vikings got better on Friday night, drafting cornerback Mackenzie Alexander in the second round to follow up on drafting Laquon Treadwell in the first round. Congratulations, Rick. More work to do on Saturday, though.
It'll be an exciting day tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be. A lot of picks for the Vikings. Rounds 4 through 7 will happen on Saturday. You can catch coverage of that action right here on Vikings.com.